Yo, man, what's going on, everybody? Been a long time since I spoke on this joint, man. Just got hit with some devastating news this morning about Huey. You know, Huey, the rapper from St. Louis that had the song Pop, Lock, and Drop It. Just another tragedy, another young life that was lost to gun violence, man. And, you know, it just kind of... It sucks a lot because it's like, you know, we in a fight for like, you know, we protesting right now and everything like that. We protesting against police brutality. And, you know, you got the people that is like you have people that use the argument of like, well, how are black people going to be mad at the police killing them when they kill each other? So you got white people or people that's not black making this argument. And then you have black people making the same argument. And in the realm of these things, I don't think people are wrong for being virtually frustrated at both situations, you know, because you got to think about, like a lot of people always bring up proximity, you know what I'm saying? The proximity rule. People are going to kill the people that look like them or wherever they live at and shit like that. And then if you think back to like, watching the ID channel, you'll see people, you know, like how many, like, we see like a lot of Caucasian people on there kill their husbands or wives for insurance money type shit like that. So it's just like living proof in that. It's living proof in like, you know, maybe in the suburbs, people are out there killing each other. But for black people to kill each other, it's always broadcasted because it's media manipulation. And then it's just like, you know, going off of just like public relations and shit like that, like they're going to show those specific things on the news. They're only going to show those specific things and like the data and all these type of things or whatever. So it's going to look like it's black people killing more black people and shit like that. And then, you know, to make the argument, oh, police kill more white people than anything, but we also don't see that a lot. So it's just like it kind of, you kind of have to just like gauge things, you know what I'm saying? But I can speak firsthand on, I know how it plagues my community. I know how I've lost friends and family members to somebody that looks just like them. But I also know people who have been murdered by police as well. So I feel like when you have people like that, then I feel like I have the right to be frustrated at both sides. And I don't want to like make an excuse of, you know, because I feel like some people try to just look at like, okay, we had to stop the black on black crime argument because it shouldn't just be called black on black crime. Crime is crime. And that's very real. You know what I'm saying? Because black on black crime is more of a stigma than anything, because we don't say white on white crime. We don't say brown on brown crime. We don't say yellow on yellow crime. It's always black on black crime. So crime is crime. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, when you think of things like that, I just want to be one of those people that's like, I always think of, is it possible for us to stop these things? Is it possible for us to change this? Is it possible for us to, like, okay, knowing what that they put like drugs and guns in our neighborhood, we profited off of it or whatever, we benefit off of it, we fell into the hands of it, you know what I'm saying? We allowed that to destroy our community, be destructive to us, break up the black household, the black family, you know what I'm saying? We allowed it, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, yeah, they gave it to us, but we didn't have to take it or accept it, if you know what I'm saying. And I just wonder, like, is there a way that we could overturn it? Is there a way that we could, like, not allow it to affect us? Or are we too far gone? You know, and so in the thing about Huey, me being a young kid, man, growing up in St. Louis and shit like that, you know, growing up, my nigga, like, a lot of us don't make it out of the town. You know, when you see, like, a lot of people from St. Louis and they, like, doing big things, it's not, like, a lot of us. It's not very many of us. It's not very many rappers. It's not very many singers. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we have a few basketball players sprinkled out. We have a few actors and actresses sprinkled out. We have, a few football players sprinkled out, a couple baseball players, but it's not like it's somewhere where it's like a New York or a Miami or a Cali, you know what I'm saying, where it's just like, oh yeah, it's mad people from there. It's not a Chicago or whatever it is and shit, like where it's like these places kind of produce stars all the time. So when you in St. Louis and shit, you are basically like living proof of like the crab in the barrel mentality, because we don't have much. We don't have many like success stories. We don't have like a lot of there's not like a lot of money in the town. There's not like a lot of things that, you know, we've always had. So when you think of things where it's just like, okay, back in the day we had Ike and Tina Turner and like a lot of blues singers, jazz singers, this, down the fourth and shit. St. Louis was known to be an industrial city and everything like that. It was always kind of popping in like those type of aspects, but we really didn't get a big superstar till we got Nelly. And then after Nelly, we kind of had like the St. Louis gold rush. Like, so we got Nelly, and then we had got Chingy, and then we had got Jaquan, and then we had got people like the Bangas and Taylor Made and all these type of things, where, you know, you had just like record labels coming to St. Louis to sign artists. They wanted to sign artists. Like, it was a gold rush here back in the day, you know, when I was a kid. So it gave a kid like me hope to want to be involved in like magazines and fashion and want to be a rapper. And I remember going to like audition for people who were like, who had record labels and who were like connected to like Nelly and shit like that. And I remember meeting Slow Down when I was a kid. I'd like just remember wanting to be down with Dirty NT and just be like the young kid on the block and rivaling against Bow Wow and Lil Romeo, because I was a kid rapping at the same time. And so when you see these success stories, you see people that look just like you make it from where you're from, and you get to see them get these dope ass remixes with all these other artists and shit like that, and they got these singles and these cameos, and they're platinum. And it's just like, yo, like, you're from St. Louis going platinum. Like, you're not just from, you're not from Harlem going platinum. You're not just from Brooklyn. You're not from Atlanta. You're not from, you know what I'm saying, all these different places. It's kind of like how a person would probably feel if you were from like Montana or Oklahoma. Like, those are places that don't have many success stories, especially when it comes to music. So when St. Louis got that gold rush, it felt amazing, you know what I'm saying? It felt like it was hope, you know what I'm saying? And it just felt like everybody just had a chance, everybody had an opportunity, and you seen a lot of people start taking advantage of those opportunities. So everybody started trying to rap and be down and start their own labels, because they seen how the door had just kind of opened up and flew open for St. Louis. And I just remember being a kid, and the town was so fucking live, and then it was so dope just to see how everybody was rallying behind the people that were making it out of this motherfucker. But like I said, it's a crab in a barrel mentality. So when you have shit like that, where you have like a, like say what happened to Chinks, or say what happened to Nipsey, or we know of a lot of rappers who have died at the hands of their own town. You know, St. Louis is one of those places where it's like, you know, a lot of people don't want to see you happy here. A lot of people don't want to see you make it. They don't want to see you go platinum. They waiting on you to come back home and fall off. And so, you know, when we finally got Huey, like, Huey was one of those dudes where I just remember Huey, his first video being at my uncle's barbershop on the south side and shit like that. You know, and then dude just knowing, like, you know, my big cousins and like all my family, like straight dope boy niggas, you know what I'm saying? And to see them rally behind them and shit like that. So I know a lot of people that know him personally. And I just remember being a kid. I remember being like 17 years old, and I had just left this chick crib, man. You know, I was over there chilling all day and shit, and I'm about to go home and shit. And I just remember standing on the bus stop, and I remember just seeing this black Charger driving down Airport Road, man, right by the Emos. and it's like the charger just it's dragging. Like I'm talking about flying. Like and you like if you from the town, then you would know. Like you can't just fly down Airport Road because them police be on bullshit over there. But I swear to God, this nigga was flying down Airport Road. And how this nigga was flying to the point where, I kid you not, I feel like I saw that man drive on the fucking sidewalk. The nigga almost hit me with his car, bro. And I had to, like, dive out the way, like, what the fuck, bro? And this nigga pulled up on the parking lot, and he hopped out, and he was just grinning, grilling, icy-ass chain and shit. You know what I'm saying? Smelling, like, all loud and shit. My nigga was fly as fuck, and it was my nigga Huey, dog. And I just remember being 17, and he got like a couple years on me and shit in age. Dude, only 31 years old, you know what I'm saying? And I just remember seeing, like, a dude that wasn't that much older than me, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, this is a part of the gold rush. This is the St. Louis gold rush. We got Nelly that's popping, and he's still on fire, and he's still dropping heat. You know, you still got the Lunatics. You had Chingy still dropping heat. You had Jaquan dropping heat. We had Jibs. We had the Bangers. We had so many people. People was getting deals with Atlantic and shit like that. And then we got Huey, and he was signed to Memph Hits and shit like that. And just to see my nigga when I'm 17 years old and I'm standing on the bus stop, and my nigga pull up in the car, and he hop out with an icy chain on. It was like, me, I just got to see success, like, in my face while I'm, like, kind of, like, on broke nigga status working at White Castle at the time. You know what I'm saying? I seen this nigga who was from my town, you know, and I'm a Southside nigga. He from North County. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I was in North County at that time at the bus stop, and my nigga was coming through his neighborhood. This was his neck of the woods. I was in this nigga neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? And my nigga was coming through his hood, and he hopped out, and he was shining, and he felt comfortable, and he felt good enough, and he came back to the town to show his peoples that shit. You know what I'm saying? And even after his career kind of just, like, went down or whatever it is, man, you would always see Huey, like, on some regular nigga shit. Him and Murphy Lee and Kiwan are, like, you know, three of the people that you just always see in St. Louis just moving around like they never had hit records, like they don't have platinum albums and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, these dudes just move around. Like, I done been standing in the club line with Huey, and my nigga done been in there like, damn, this line long as a motherfucker. And I'm like, nigga, aren't you Huey, nigga? Can't you just go up to the door and tell the nigga who you are? But it was like something about him loved to feel regular. Like, you could just see the humility on him. You know what I'm saying? Just like a real good, genuine cat. And, you know, I don't know what he may have been involved in. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people be out here on bullshit, but a lot of people don't be on bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Some people be very innocent, and they just be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and they getting into the way of niggas that be on bullshit. So I don't want to speculate or say what may have happened, but me coming from the South and me knowing the streets, I know that the streets don't love nobody, and I know that the streets of St. Louis don't give a fuck about nobody. So if you from St. Louis and you listening to this, my nigga, and you want to be somebody, you want to be a success story, know what I'm saying? You have to figure out a way to, one, stay out of the bullshit, or two, get the fuck out of here and stay the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Because it's crazy, bro. You know, a lot of people from the town don't want shit. They don't see themselves having shit. They see themselves having yo shit. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just like, you know, it hurts to see that, okay, we had, like, Big Pun. Big Pun was one of those rappers who was able to stay in his hood. He got a mansion, like you heard the stories of him having a mansion on his block. You know what I'm saying? Nobody was hating on him. A lot of people in a lot of neighborhoods and a lot of towns aren't like that. You know what I'm saying? And for Huey, he was always in the town. He was always in the town, bro. He was always where you, he was transparent. Like, you could see him. You could run into him at Walgreens. You can run into him at fucking Applebee's. You can run into him at the club. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always saw, bro. And every time I saw him, my nigga was smiling. You're like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's crazy to see somebody who is just like, bro, like, you have hit records, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you are a superstar. And it's just like for him to not even allow that to affect him enough to come back and be with his people and be with his family and show them love. You know what I'm saying? It's something that is just like, you know, that's something that I'm sure a lot of rappers wish they could have. But at the same time, you kind of got to gauge it and think about how you can protect yourself at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So I just want people to stop the violence, man, regardless. And we just got to change the world and build the world and bring so much more love and peace into this world. And it don't matter what fucking color you are, what race, what religion, what gender, anything. Man, you got good and bad and everything. You know what I'm saying? And it don't matter. You know, straight up, you got good women, you got bad women. You got good men, you got bad men. You got good black people, you got bad black people. You got good white people, you got bad white people. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just like, you know, Right now, we don't have time to have a divide. We don't have time to go to war with each other. For my men and women, we don't have time for it to be black women versus black men. All that shit is fucking dead, bro. You know what I'm saying? We are dying. We are killing each other off. And we should be frustrated about it. And we should be trying to figure out how we can change this shit as much as possible. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I fucking got to say, man. RIP to Huey, STL, y'all lost a real one. And yeah, man, take care.